Since no one knows what love means anymore.
Oh.
And poetry is parody more
gibberish
than lore. With romance out of fashion, old hat, passé, like passion. I wonder, once you've lost your cards, how the heck do you keep score? You present a dollar pill before and can't resist. I extend an open hand, you mold into a fist. But I've held your torch so long, I'm much too late to learn. Haven't you noticed the third degree burns on my wrist? Back there flopping belly walk with my heart to the floor. But after I pick it up, I'll just be back for more. No matter how you hurt me, my obsession won't desert me. 1, 2, 3, it's screaming to the floor. 5, all my senses, a conspiracy of memory. The taste of your teeth, the press of cheek to cheek, the look on your eyes, a thousand sighs of perfume rises. You present a doll I've held before and can't resist. I extend my hands to see you lop them at the wrist. But I've held your torch so long, I'm much too late to learn. Haven't you noticed my third degree burns? Haven't you noticed my third degree burns? Haven't you noticed my third degree?
It's gross. It's put the bubble in the kick.
Thank you.
it was the voices. The voices of which I was thinking. Was it the sound of my own voice? Did I overhear myself thinking? Or was it some kind of comment? Did I hear it? Or was I speaking? Was it made by another voice? Or was it the product of a phantom machinery? Did it erupt fully formed? Or was it delivered? It had another kind of diction. It sounded like our own voice, but from another time, whether past or future, I cannot tell. As if we had become the sources of our own new language. As if in the dexterous universality of our thought, we had begun to sow the seeds of a rapid revolution. As if our very words, evaporating before the signal through our lines, were metamorphosizing, making speech useless.
We plumb the mysteries of utterance and again come up on the other side of significance. Today, the meaning of primal voices shall be examined through the life work of the famed ethnographic archaeologist Pafor van Ebes, whose unending ululation lasted 447 hours, after which he did rest.
Thank you very much, and I want to talk a little bit about some of these strange customs and practices I have encountered on my trips throughout the world. Now, I tell you about these people I studied for many years in the Brazilian Congo, and these people were very strange because they had an interesting ritual they called Besisra. And in Besisra, the native peoples would sing a song of their past and recount their adventures of their spirit gods as their totems revealed themselves in their pageant plays. And here is one of the little songs I recorded from the Beshwa in the performance of the Besisra ceremony.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
But is that a third nostril?
Yes, that's right. We call that the velorum. The velorum lapsic.
And what's the function of this?
We are able to create new consonants with the third nostril. Now, you see, in your language, you have a range of about 15 consonants, you see. But with the use of the third nostril, we can create a whole range of tones which have never before been heard by the human ear. Tones which have never existed in history, tones which, so far as we know, cannot be notated, tones which transcend all of the ordinary ways in which we understand meaning. And with this appendage, we have, of course, transcended the bounds of human thinking itself and arrived at a plane where the conceptual universe is no longer bounded by the limits of a vernacular universe. Yeah, and one in which the whole principle of expedition, exploration, and erudition vouchsafed, even condescended to be foreclosed by
a reminder of some kind of transitory vibration that we've outgrown long ago, long before we had ever any opportunity for self-congratulation or any growth that prevented us from realizing the potential that we had as a result of our own nascent opportunities.
The Star Wars Strategic Defense Initiative became a reality today when 8 square miles of mirror were launched aloft into orbit by a matched pair of Vylon ion positive entropy engines. Once assembled into orbit, the assembly will beam reflective energy into a collimator that projects the beam on the basis of guidance information stored in a set of high-resolution buffers. Up-to-date recognition matrices will create an interactive relationship between both servo and slave, and the response pattern of the system may be measured in fractions of a second.
And so the tower grew to heaven, and so God did look upon the tower and had misgivings about the edifice that they had created. And God did see to it that their tongues were divided, cleft one from the other, so that the utterance became indistinguishable. One from the other begins to speak in ways completely different than they were talking before that. Then the ones that were talking like this began to not understand as much the one that were talking like this. And then the ones that were talking like this, they did not understand too much the ones that were talking like this. And then the ones that are talking like this, they did not so much understand the ones they were talking like this. And then the ones that were talking like this, they did not understand the ones that were talking like this.
Single unit bonding will be beyond the locus of all human control, and priorities will be defined on the basis of random number generation. Collateral damage to the civilian population will be between 3/5 and 2/3 non-sequential ordination, and counter-strategic cross-diversions will overload the assembly at a moment's notice. Force megatonnage on counter-strike capability will integrate existing scenarios with a pay-or-play option, and the adversaries will then relinquish all human control.
And then the Fortuna of Ulthrof did seek in the dark chasm of Umbanja, and the Fortuna of Ulthrof did speak with the voice of Ephremja the Flemspecha, Ephremja the Flemmacha, and Ephremda the Whitbeffer. And it's Fortan with the ancient message that did chill the veins of the brethren of Ulban. He did Fortan with the ancient mysterium that did chill the veins of the sistren of Alandro. They did unite in the sighs and the gnashing of thighs and the groans of the glowing grains. And in their glands deferens they did defer the ephemeral rending of hands and the tearing of veins. They did howl, they did hail, they did yave, they did jail, and in the gale of froth, they did sprach thusly.
Give me a Urgently, is it so much the being for you to understand? Urgently, is it so much the being for you to understand? Important, is it? What if you understand the saying of which I am understanding? You are must of difficulty, is I knowing of it. Are must of difficulty, is I knowing of it. Survival of us, of survival of us, of our survival is here being to depend on understanding me.